AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Stocks rallied Friday to their best day since November's election, but for the week, the S&P lost 2.3%, the Nasdaq 2.4%, and the Dow 3.1%, more than 1,300 points. Meantime, Sagar Meghani reports the American public's getting anxious about the economy.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index fell 10.5% in March on a monthly basis and 27% over the past year. That points to possible blowback against the president, who last month suggested his tariff threats might cause short-term issues.
A little pain, and people understand that.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says people also remember the president's pledge to send prices down.
You know what's going down? The stock market is going down. Consumer confidence is going down.
At a Michigan manufacturing facility, Vice President Vance repeatedly urged patience, saying the president's committed to an industrial renaissance.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Senate passed a Republican-led six-month spending bill, avoiding a government shutdown. The education department's put more than 50 universities under investigation for alleged racial discrimination. It's part of President Trump's campaign to end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs his officials say exclude white and Asian American students. And South Carolina is set to execute another inmate.
A man who shot and killed an off-duty police officer is scheduled to become the fifth person executed in South Carolina since the state resumed the death penalty in September. The state Supreme Court on Friday announced an April 11th execution date for 41-year-old Michael Mahdi. Mahdi can choose between lethal injection, electrocution, or a firing squad. The firing squad was the method chosen by Brad Sigman, who on March 7th became the first prisoner executed by bullets in the U.S. in 15 years. If Mahdi doesn't choose by March 28th, he'll be sent to the electric chair. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
This is AP News. An American influencer has made a quick exit from Australia.
Sam Jones' visa is being reviewed over a video of her snatching a baby wombat from its mother. Jones describes herself as an outdoor enthusiast and hunter. The nighttime video shows her picking up the wombat Joey.
I caught a baby wombat!
She's seen running away from the wombat's mother. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese
is just an outrage.
His suggestion?
Take a baby crocodile from its mother and see how you go there. Take another animal that can actually fight back rather than stealing a baby wombat.
Yolande Vermack with Wombat Rescue says it's not clear if the baby and the mother have been reunited.
When she put it down, it looked disoriented. It was turned away from where the mother was last seen.
She also says the video shows that Joey has a potentially deadly skin disease. Jones has closed her social media channels. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Get more than you expect with the $5 meal deal, part of new McValue. Five gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a four-piece McNuggets. Woo! New McValue at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for limited time only.